If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Joe Kuipers is with us, General Manager of Kuipers Family Farm. Joe, are we getting close to apple picking season?
We are super close. In fact, we've actually started picking apples ourselves here at the farm.
Oh my gosh. What I love about your farm is that they're easily accessible. You know, it's not like you got to climb up on a big ladder to get them.
Yeah, that's right. We try to keep the trees pruned kind of low, you know, so that way it's more manageable. We don't want people climbing 6-foot ladders to get to the very top, for sure.
Exactly. But now I'm imagining there's a lot of not prom proposals at this time, maybe homecoming asks and, of course, graduation pictures and engagement pictures and photos. Everything happens in your sunflower fields, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's great for photo ops, family photos. You know, it's been the Sunflower Festival. We've been doing it for about 5 years now. I think this might be our fifth year, and it's been really successful. We've got tons of cool photo ops out there, lots of new stuff. We've got a lot of cosmos, marigolds, and zinnias planted out there this year as well. So there's some variety as well. It's really pretty right now.
And can you pick those, or are those just for photos?
No, you can. So actually, everybody who gets an admission to the Sunflower Festival gets a flower with their admission. But then you can also get a vase to take home too. So you can go pick out a couple of sunflowers or a whole mix of zinnias too.
And Joe, how many family members are involved in the farm?
So it's a mix of us. So it's my parents are the owners, and then I'm the general manager, and then my wife and my brother are both involved in the farm as well.
I have been traversing up and down 38 for many, many years, and of course, I pass your farm. I love the vintage truck, and I've been to your farm, but I'm not sure how long it's been there.
Yeah, we've been officially since 2001. We've been operating as Kuipers Family Farm. Kind of the backstory there is this was already an existing apple orchard and Christmas tree farm owned by another family. And then my parents bought the property across the street. My dad had grown up on a produce farm and wanted to get back into farming. So they started a pumpkin farm to kind of complement the apple orchard. And then eventually the family that owned the apple orchard sold it to my parents. And so that we've been operating since 2001 with both sides of the road, the pumpkin farm for all the fall activities, and the apple orchard side for the Sunflower Festival, the store, and the apple orchard, of course.
And how many people visit every year? You have any idea?
Yeah, last year, between our Spring Tulip Festival and all of our fall events, we had about 150,000.
Wow. And I know where it is, but is that considered Maple Park? Tell everyone where you're located.
Yeah, I know. We're that big metropolis of Maple Park that everybody's so familiar with. Maple Park, yeah. So we're basically right between Geneva and DeKalb, right along, just off of Route 38. So if you take Route 38 and you go past Elburn, we're just before you get to Maple Park, we're on a little township road right off to the left there. So,
or if you're coming out of the city, you can do 290 to 88 West and then exit Peace Road and then come back east, right?
Actually, it's gotten even easier than that. You can now you can go on the exit of on Route 47. So if you take 88 out, you can get on Route 47, and then just as soon as you get to Elburn, you'd take a left on Kesslinger Road, and you'd be at our place in about 5 minutes from there.
150,000 people. My gosh, I'm surprised you have any sunflowers or apples or tulips left at the end of each one of those seasons.
Well, it's taken a long time to get here, and we've had to grow crops, you know, apples, of course, when you plant them, it takes a couple of years for you to start getting a crop out of them. So for year after year, we've planted more and more apple trees, you know, a couple thousand at a time. So now we're finally at the place where we could support that many visitors. So last year, I think our orchard had about 45 to 50,000 guests in it.
And how are the apples this season? Has the weather been helpful? I'm sure you have drip lines, but how's the crop?
Yeah, the crop looks really good. It was a challenging year of farming, which I think most farmers say that every year. But we did fight some spring frost, which is always a challenge, but we got through that okay. We've had two stents of hail, so there's some apples that are a little dinged up, but otherwise the crop load looks really good. The apples have all reached a nice size because we've got some moisture this summer, and then yeah, everything the fruit set in the spring was really nice, so we have a pretty heavy crop load really.
I can't believe we're back to school and we're talking about picking apples already. Joe, tell people how to find you. What's your website?
Visit KuipersFamilyFarm.com, K-U-I-P-E-R-S, Kuipers Family Farm. Visit our website, and there you get all the information on all our different events. Our pumpkin farm, which we haven't talked about, opens the third weekend of September. Our Sunflower Festival, our store, and our apple picking starts tomorrow.